This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Welcome to Global Pet Expo 2024. This is Jody L. Teich of Bark and Swagger. Every year, for the past 10 years now, I've been coming, and it's always a fun show for me because I get to see the new products and turn you guys on to things I think are special, different, and helpful in the lives of your pets and you. And this year is no different. So I am going to take you inside to Global and introduce you to the brands that I thought were special that I wanted you to know about. Let's go check them out. What if your cat could live in the Chrysler building? A Chrysler building of their very own? That is what Mario Abbore, the Italian architect who is behind Square Paws, does. He designs intricate cat homes that are like nothing I've ever seen. So I'm very excited to introduce him to you. Mario, welcome to Bark and Swagger.
Thank you, Jody. Very nice to meet you, and thank you for having me.
Thank you. Tell us a little bit about, first, what you do.
So I'm an architect by trade, and 10 years ago I started building cat towers for my own cats. Started out with a lighthouse for my own home, and just kind of the ideas kept coming after that. Working out of my garage for the first 2 years, and then moved into some workshop space, and we've been building all kinds of custom cat towers since then. We've done things for animal shelter renovations, cat cafes, personal homes. We've done habitats, catio installations, anything related to cats we enjoy.
That is amazing. So talk to me about, I see the Leaning Tower of Pisa on your stand. Yes, I see a Big Ben clock. Tell us about a couple of your more unusual creations.
Well, in 2019, Beth and Howard Stern actually approached us when they were working on the North Shore Animal League renovation. They were building, having an extension built for their project Bianca's Furry Friends for cats. It was the cat wing, basically, of the shelter. And Beth had called us and said, we hadn't really known her before, and said, we're going to make a room honoring Billy Joel. You know, we'd love for you to design it. So we were working on that, and while we were doing that, North Shore Animal League said, we're going to do two rooms for Billy Joel. Can you handle that? And it was a very short time frame, and we said, absolutely, yes. So we designed one room called the Piano Man Room, and it was great. We took the sort of like waterfall shape of the piano, mounted it on the wall, had an electronic piano that would be playable in the room, so like guests could come, play, and cats could listen to music. And of course, it has all kinds of cat shelves in it. And then we did a New York State of Mind Room, which had the Empire State Building, has the Empire State Building in it. Yankee Stadium, we built sort of a catwalk of the loggia, if you're familiar with Yankee Stadium, both old and new, has that sort of, you know, multiple archway. So we use that as a sort of motif for a cat shelf installation. And there's a subway car, Brooklyn Bridge. So we got to do a lot of really creative, iconic items, which is why you see the Chrysler building here. We wanted to show, you know, the breadth of things that we can do for cats.
That is so cool. I love that. Where are you based?
We're here in Melbourne, Florida. I'm from New York originally. I've been down here, down here like 13 years almost. But yeah, we have a workshop in Melbourne.
And I know it depends on how intricate it is, but generally, how long does it take for you to design and build? Or is the best way for people to go on your site and pick one of an existing design that you have?
Really both, but most of what we do is really bespoke. So for example, we've done multiple lighthouses, we've done Ferris wheels for cats. But for example,
like a circus tent.
Well, that actually is a concession stand. Like we had someone in the panhandle of Florida that raises Maine Coons, because she says she's not a breeder. She's more about maintaining the integrity of the Maine Coon breed. So, but she basically breeds Maine Coons and had a circus theme in mind. So she came to us and said, I love the lighthouse. I'm going to get a lighthouse. So we made one, you know, specifically for the dimensions of the room. You know, so things like that need to be altered. Maine Coons are big cats, so obviously there's a concern and consideration of scale and dimensions for them. But the circus theme, we did a Ferris wheel for her, a sort of like now showing kind of like lit pinboard box for the wall. We did this sort of concession stand, nightstand as well. So yeah, I mean, it really, it sort of comes out of, you know, an interplay of like, okay, what is it you're looking for? What room is it going in? What's your, the motif, the decor of your home? And what can we sort of tailor for you, right? So another example, like a lighthouse, last year we had a client who wanted a lighthouse. She has a very tall ceiling in Chicago and has three Savannah cats, which are, you know, semi wild kind of breeds of cats, right? And they get big and they love to climb. And so we had to kind of tailor the lighthouse design to work for the size of her cats in a tall space, but a very narrow space, but with ample room for them. And then, you know, we get into things like color, what fits the room, you know, is it, this is sort of your style. Do you like blue? Do you like brighter colors? Do you like, you know, more muted tones? So as an architect, I can sort of speak to not just like scale and dimension, but decor and design as well.
Yeah, and I love that as an architect, precision and attention to detail is part of your training. So where can people find you?
Squarepaws.com. We're also on Instagram. We're on TikTok. We're on Facebook. They can just Google Squarepaws and they'll find us.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Mario.
Thank you, Jody. Pleasure meeting you. And thank you for having me on your podcast.
You as well. Thanks. This is for all of you kitty cat lovers and kitty cat moms and dads. I came across a booth that jumped out at me because the cat toys are really, really cute and different than what I've been seeing around the show. And so I introduced myself to Anna Maria Weir, who is the designer behind this brand called Princess Dreams. And the cat line is called Dream Cat. And I thought this was super cool. When I was talking with Anna, she told me that her students, she teaches design, or she used to teach design at the college level, and her students would tell her that she was the lost child of Martha Stewart and Bob Villa because she is so creative. So let's talk to Anna and find out more about Dream Cat. Hi, Anna.
Hi, how are you, Jody? How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Tell us about how you got inspired to create Princess Dreams and then Dream Cat.
Well, Princess Dreams started about 19 years ago, designing small items, Halloween costumes for all things for my daughter, which is a true princess. Everything was princess, dragon princess, spaceship princess, and all everything. And then the neighbors started asking for, can you do a party around this thing and soft goods? And then I started decorating bedrooms and then construction with my background. I do a lot of engineering work. I do design furniture. I retail stores. For 10 years, I was doing remodeling construction in Chicago, outside of Chicago. And after that, you know, as people ask me to set it up the house, and so essentially I can knock the house down, build it up again, and have dinner ready on the table. So all of these toys, the Dream Cat, part of it came out of rescue of cats. I have a friend that I designed their retail store in Geneva in Illinois for them, and she has this rescue business on the side, and very heavy on it, and we were trying to make something different for a fundraiser for Chicago and a non-kill shelter. So we came up with an idea, well, crazy story, connecting very fast. My daughter rescued this little cat, and she brought it for Thanksgiving, and the little things start chasing the corn and things that fell on the ground. And then we said, oh, maybe, oh my God, we have a vegan cat. So everybody just kind of stopped and said, oh my God, this is the line that we are going to do. We are going to go all vegetables, all fruit, and everything like that. So that was 9 years ago, a subscription box, like 3 days after we put it in, no, 24 hours after we put it in Etsy. We had the first large order, and the rest is history. So we're doing this, and I design it. We have made the patterns, and we make it. I hire ladies that already retired that they love quilting. They cannot work anymore. They cannot find jobs. So we have a really nice little sewing circle to do all this stuff. And I just kind of keep it fun. And just kind of make people happy, and that just people, the comments of people, they just love to see a broccoli on the floor and a banana on somewhere in there instead of a mouse. So it's a lot of fun.
First of all, I love all the stories. I love that you talked about rescue, because Bark and Swagger is, yes, it's about living stylishly with your pet, but it's also very much about rescue. So that this collection was inspired by that is important. And they're so adorable. As you said, there are different fruits, adorable pears and apples and strawberries. And then you've got really cute things like cinnamon rolls and ice cream cones and beautiful little cakes, sweets in your sweets section. And you've got some Halloween-y kind of things as well.
As Christmas also that I didn't bring over. But just something that is very important for us is that at least twice a year, the first donation that we have is in June and the other one is in November, December. When I develop products that they say that are the give it, they're like the rejects, I recall, because they're not to up my standards. So we sold for these large subscription boxes and we have extras because they don't pass the muster, like when you say that. We donate everything so we don't have stale products or anything. The catnip is sourced in Canada.
Yeah, you should know all of the toys are filled with premium.
So the fiber fill is, you know, of course, whatever is here. And the Canadian catnip. And we mix it up into certain toys when they ask for this organic catnip that is actually grown in Washington State. So we mix it up like that, and it's like in the minty branch of the catnip, because there are other ones that are more peppery, more spicy, and my cats actually sneeze with that. So we just kind of keep it like that.
So you found what works into the catnip, but the ones that don't pass muster for you are donated to shelters?
Everything is donated to shelters. People ask me, do you have anything to give away? No. We have local shelters, sanctuaries, that they have all type of animals, and they started this, a lot of feral cats and that are there, they receive some stuff. So ones that I donate these toys, I get asked several times to Etsy, do you have any more? I said, well, you know, I am about to finish a product. Call me in about a month, and then we'll see what we have left over. So honestly, it's like scraps. Whatever is filled with catnip, everybody receives it with stuff. So
I love it. So tell people where they can find you, Anna.
They can find me in Etsy. The store is called Princess Dreams Inc. all together. And you can see all the list that is right now. For this year, we have three new toys that are not on Etsy yet, but they will be next Tuesday, which are the bell pepper, the corn, and the apples. So that you can find it there. The toys are really affordable. The most expensive thing that we have is $13, which are the most complex, but these things are special ones. And then they range between 7 and 12. That's it.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. So on Etsy, Princess Dreams Inc. is where we can find you.
Yes.
All right, Anna. Thank you and continued success.
Thank you so much for coming. Thank you.
I love Play, Pet Lifestyle and You. They are a beautiful brand that makes beds and toys and mats and all sorts of wonderful, really cool looking products for our pets who we love. So I'm here yet again with Miss Natalie Hennessy, who is the Director of PR and Marketing for the brand. This is what, our eighth year, Natalie?
I think 10th. I've been here 10 years, yeah.
I've been here 10 years too. Was it the very first time that I interviewed you?
I think so, yes, yeah.
Goodness, and we won't talk about how much older we are, but let's talk about the products, new products. So, and you have some really cool things that one of them in particular, I mean, the first thing I said is it's like the mats, the activity mats that we bought for our kids when they're young. And this is what is happening with our pets. Talk about these activity mats for dogs.
We have new Snuffle mats out. So for us, like you mentioned, we're always looking to really immensely engage and stimulate our pets. And we've really been seeing that the pet space has been kind of booming with these mats. And we wanted to kind of add our own flair. So we have different styles. We started out with holiday last year. We launched a Christmas, a Thanksgiving, and a Halloween mat. And everyone was like, where's the everyday mats? So we hurried up and kind of like picked our brains, like, what can we do to make these different? So we have a Coral Cove, and we actually added some detachable plush toys, so you can put them in the holes and like the dogs can pull out the toy, have the squeaker aspect, but they can also have all these cool slits and like little pieces where they can like tuck in their treats. And we've just seen them do so well. I feel like they're really well received. We love to have fun, you know, we love color. So we also have a nice birthday mat. I know people are always looking for birthday gifts. There's a candle that comes out, and there's a really cute cake in the middle, and there's a card that opens up, so adding little crinkle elements. And they're all washable, which is always so important to us. We also have a savory sunrise breakfast one. You can start your day off with enrichment and fun and just have that time with your pet while you're watching the sunrise. So we're just always trying to find a way to bring just joy to pets and just try to really keep that going with that mental stimulation. So love the fact they have non-slip bottoms. It's always fun. We have a great time trying to dine all these things. We also, in enrichment, kind of expanding more, we launched our Alien Buddies collection. So, you know, we don't really have any super chewer toys. That's been something we've been hearing about. This Alien Buddies toy has a plush outer shell, and if it does get ripped off, inside is a dishwasher safe, hard rubber-like toy. It has a bottom opening. You can slip treats in it, so you can also have that as well. You know, it's always so cute seeing the dogs there, like, trying to lick out the peanut butter. And they're a little bit heavier, but again, they're really designed for bigger dogs, more medium to big dogs. Three different types of shapes right now, we have a robot rover, a little star blaster guy, and a rocket ship. So that's great. And then the kitties. We have not forgotten about
the cats. Yes, let's not forget the kitties.
And every year they're like, what do you have for cats? And I feel like we've always just some plush toys. So we're really repurposing a lot of our dog bedding fabric and trying to bring them back in cool shapes. So we have this La Folie fabric that we sourced with a designer out of France like forever ago, probably the first time we chatted, and we repurpose it into a perfect playtime mat, so it has a crinkle element. We introduced that catnip that we always use that's sourced out of the Pacific Northwest, so it has that element. It has like little dangly things that are really fun. Kitties can lay on it, play with it, scratch it. There's a non-slip bottom, so again, safety is always really important to us. We have some new donut beds, so there's that cuddly soft aspect, a new chill pad as well for them that has the catnip again also in it. And there is a cat crinkle sack as well. It's coming out in July. We sold out pretty fast with the retailers, but it has a crinkly element. You can go in and burrow, and it has a little feathery dangle element as well for like play, sleep, fun. So just really trying to bring things out. I know the cats, like, we tend to have a lot of dog toys that work for kitties, but really trying to create more of a market in the cat space as well.
You know what? It is a market that is growing rapidly. I've noticed it at Global this year. First of all, cats are getting far more attention now than they ever have before, and that's growing. More and more people have cats, and you know cat parents are fierce cat fans, yes, with a capital F. So I'm seeing, like, people telling me, brands, that their cat things are flying out the door. So yeah, I think it's a really smart idea, and I love how everything is very thoughtful. And guys, these snuffle/activity mats are super, super cute. I'm talking about, really, think modern, like, activity mats, colorful activity mats for kids, for our furry kids. And there's so much for them to do. And I know that I want my Suki to try that crinkly, like, activity mat. I think cats are going to love that, between playing with the dangly little tassels and then the crinkly sound and, you know, bunching it up like cats love to do, yes, right? And I'm interested in sort of the tough big dog toys. How do you test those?
So we have a wide range of brand ambassadors. We have a little program. It's our community. They've been with us. Some of them have been with us since the start. I started it back in 2015, and we've kind of grown it through customers that love our products, and you know, people we've met at these great shows. And we have them tested. We look for dogs that meet the criteria. Is it large, super chewer? And we have, you know, we also have smaller dogs. We just have these kind of, we go to this community and say, hey, can you try this out for us? What do you like about it? What don't you like about it? How was it in the dishwasher? Did it hold up? If it's washable, put it in your washer. Do you see any problems? So we go through a lot of testing. For us, it was really important because I know, especially with enrichment toys where you put treats in, you need to have an extra hole for the air so that there's no suction. So we did a lot of tests with that, making sure that it was safety, because safety is so important to us. Honestly, we spend, I wish I could tell you how many hours and days we spend on these things, back and forth trying to make sure as a team, and then also utilizing our brand ambassadors, our community, to really give us the feedback. And we listen and we adapt and try to make it better. So it took a couple months to get these off the ground. We have another set that we're going to be launching next global. Hopefully these do, you know, if these do really well, and we're just really excited about just adding some new twists and really being able to offer the bigger dog something, because we know plush is not, it's not indestructible, and some of our other toys that are USA made are great, but they're just not for super chewers. So we just really wanted to offer a more variety, just like with the mini toys. We launched them for dogs. I mean, we were hearing cat parents or little dog parents were buying cat toys, taking out the catnip, and we're like, what are we doing? Let's just shrink down some of our popular collections and really offer something, because you know, small dogs are underserved. They don't have that same variety, the interactiveness where, you know, you can pull it apart and put it back together with, like, you know, with like Velcro or the bungee aspects. And a lot of them, our dog toys are too big, you know, for a little 7-pound dog. So trying to really cater to everyone, that's really what we do, which is why we have so many great things and we launch so many things every year, which is always hard to market, but it's just so much fun. Like, we're always out there trying to figure out, how do we fill that gap? What do people want? And listening to our retailers, listening to our customers, what can we do better?
That's the thing, really. Market driven. What do people want? What are the holes? And hearing, you know, it's fun to hear from you a little bit of the behind the scenes, how you figure it out. And you do what you do really well. Remind people where they can find you.
They can find us on petplay.com or on Instagram at petplaysf. And we do have retailers as well. If for some reason you want to come and carry our products, come on over. You can fill out the form. But we are always offering specials, and there's always great things if you sign up and follow us. You could be, you know, next brand ambassador for us as well. So feel free to reach out and ask any questions. We have a great forum and a help center as well.
Thank you so much, Natalie. Always great to see you.
Thank you. Always great to see you as well.
So if you go on the pictures associated with these interviews, you're going to see beautiful, feathery, furry, fabulous sweaters for dogs in beautiful colors. And that's what stopped me in my tracks. And I walked over to Maxbone. So I'm here with Mariana, the director of marketing, and she's going to tell us all about the really fun and also functional fashion that we have here. Hi, Mariana.
Hey, how are you, Jody? Yeah, so Maxbone was founded to be a one-stop shop for all modern pet needs. So you see here our Christian Cohen jumper, which we did in collaboration with the British designer Christian Cohen. He's responsible for designing costumes for like Lady Gaga, J-Lo, Mariah Carey. And we brought, you know, his iconic designs to the pet industry. So this has been a bestseller. But also you can find, for example, raincoats or lightweight jackets that are equally nice aesthetically and also very functional. We also have these Lean Carrier bags that you see here. They're eco-friendly because they're made of water bottles. So, yeah, we think about, of course, like the iconic designs. We want to be very Instagrammable, but also we never forget about the functional aspect. And you see here with our leashes, our Goethe's leashes are bestseller because it's 3-in-1. You can wear crossbody around your waist or as a regular leash. So you see here, you know, from treats to freeze-dried food to grooming, carrier bags, we have everything for all the modern pet needs.
I love that. First of all, I love that you got Christian to do these. And actually, a dear friend of mine in New York, Nina, has, I think, this hot pink one for her dog, Holly. Where is the brand based?
So we're based in Los Angeles. We have our channel, our e-commerce channel, maxbone.com. And we also sell internationally and nationally to independent pet boutiques. We are also on Bloomingdale's, Harrods, Selfridges. And we recently have been acquired by WAG. Yeah, and we are bringing our amazing pet supplies to the group. And it has been amazing so far.
That's fantastic, Mariana. Thank you so much. And where can people find you at maxbone.com?
maxbon.com and follow us on Instagram at themaxbon.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Let's hang on to all of this goodness. We're going to take a short break from our sponsor. And when we come back, more new products and ideas for you to take in for your pets. So grab that favorite beverage, get comfortable. We'll be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
You might have heard me talk about the Hunter brand in past episodes of Bark and Swagger. It is a beautiful, high-quality brand. And I am so pleased that at Global this year, I had the pleasure of meeting the CEO of the entire Global brand. Her name is Nadine Troutwein. And just to give you a little bit of insight, Hunter has stores all over the world, a huge e-commerce business, and a huge B2B business all throughout Europe. So I'm very excited to be able to be with the source here, Nadine, who's going to tell us what's new at Hunter that you can get for your animal. Welcome, Nadine.
Thank you very much. Great to be here. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you. So talk to us a little bit about what was the inspiration for Hunter. And then so we can sort of set the stage and then talk about what's new.
Well, first of all, it's a family business. I took over the business nearly 20 years ago from my father, who established the company in 1980. So it's really lots of emotion included. It's like our baby, really. So this is what we are standing up for every morning. We believe in high-quality products. We believe in premium, and we believe in serving our customers as best as possible, as we believe that when our customer is happy, then in the end we are happy as well. So this is what is really one of our motivations every day.
Yeah, so that's beautiful that it's a family business, and it's been in the family for decades. Did it start with only sort of specific things? Was it for dogs and cats, or was it for horses, or was it for, like, how did it start with what kind of key product or products?
My father started with leather articles for dogs, like collars and leashes and all types of leather types and designs. And over the year, the categories get bigger and bigger, and by now we have 3,500 different SKUs in our assortment, and the assortment is growing, and we're very innovative, so there is every year like 300, 400, 500 new article numbers entering in our assortment, and just because we are listening what the customer really needs and what the customer really wants, and then we're developing this under the Hunter brand.
Yeah, and you can get everything. I mean, yes, collars and leashes, beautiful, of every type, whether you want vegan, whether you want leather, beds, bowls, toys, so much. Tell us what's new for Hunter.
Something is, well, it's always something new, I have to say. We are never standing still. There's always changes in the company, whereas it's about products, but also about leadership how we work with our talents, with our employees, with our people. But maybe one trend is looking very much on sustainability, which I think is our duty as responsible people. I mean, the main part of our product is leather products. We manufacture in Germany, in Bielefeld, at our property. and we changed everything to the vegetable tannering processes. So this is one very, very big part, and just looking that we're using more recycling materials. We are in a program that we want to be CO2 emission free in our part in Germany in 2030. So this is what we are aiming for at the moment and working hard on. And this is something that we are focusing on at the moment, next to many, many other projects that we are working on. But this is
that example. Yeah, that is beautiful. So you can be socially conscious and wear beautiful things at the same time. So that's wonderful. Is there a particular new collar line or bed line or anything like that that you're debuting, or just more of what you've been doing?
Which is brand new is that we are really were focusing on dog accessories in the past, and we just recently bought a cat brand last year. So we will actually now shift also the focus to more cat articles, because it's a huge potential for us. And from my point of view, there are not so many nice premium cat articles in the market so far, so we think that we can do it in a very nicely way, and this is what we actually present as well on the Interzoo in May, very shortly.
So can you spill the beans on anything coming out cat for my cat parents listening?
Lovely furniture, yeah, really nice products you really want to put into your flat and not to hide when somebody is coming to visit you. So this is probably one of the nice things that will come.
That's really exciting. So stay tuned for that, everyone. Nadine, thank you so much. We really appreciate you, and the brand is so beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you very much. It was my pleasure. Thank you.
One of my dear friends that I come to visit every year at Global is Gila Kurtz, and she and her husband, John Kurtz, created a brand how many years ago now?
I think it's about 16 years.
Oh, Lord have mercy. 16 years ago, that is everything if you love your dog, and it's called Dog is Good. So whether it's clothing, whether it's certain products, gifts, and they have debuted something new that is so beautiful because of the world we live in and how we're trying to be more conscious about the environment, that I want us to talk about here. And John, you are the guy to do it. So this is Gila and John Kurtz, everybody.
Hello.
Hi.
John, tell us about Zero Plastic Waste Bags.
Right, yeah. Zero Plastic Waste Bags. There's a new technology in what's called polyvinyl alcohol. You're probably familiar with polyvinyl alcohol because it's what breath strips are made of. It's also what the Tide Pods and other soluble products like that are made of. Well, our product goes a step further than polyvinyl alcohol. And to clarify, it's not our product per se, but we're the licensed brand for the manufacturer who's actually doing the product. So he loved the Dog is Good brand and wanted to do this application of the product for the pet space. So this goes a step further, as I said, and it's constructed of sugarcane. So now not only is it water soluble, but it's entirely plant-based. And it is the unequivocally the best solution to single-use plastics for any application of its type, for any film use per se. But there's also some solid uses too. The same application for the same product, sugarcane base, is being used for replacing certain styrofoam applications like packing peanuts, meat trays, food service trays. So now an organization like FEMA, for example, can have food trays that can be dissolved in a commercial at large scale in a commercial dishwasher. So these are, as I said, these are water-soluble. So water-soluble and poop bag, you might think that doesn't go together. But one of the secrets in this is how it's constructed. And it can be formulated to dissolve at different temperatures depending on the application. So a demonstration I do here at the show is I pour hot water on it just to accelerate the process. And it immediately breaks apart. And you can actually replicate that with, you might get your sink up to 150 degrees. And it's not that hot. I mean, it's not really that close to boil. I mean, it's hot to touch, but it'll dissolve right away in there too. So if you're going to throw it into a toilet bowl, I tell people, well, don't expect it to break apart. If you put a teaspoon of sugar into a glass of water, it's going to go to the bottom, right? You need some mechanical action, and that's what sending it down through the wastewater disposal system will do. It'll break apart on the way. It'll break apart there. The microbial action at wastewater treatment will eat it. but it'll dissolve in both an aerobic or anaerobic environment. So if you have a septic system, it'll dissolve. It can go to landfill, and it will dissolve, be eaten by microbes, and because it will dissolve anaerobically, it can get compressed under other waste, and it'll still break apart. Unlike plastic, which could last 500 years, and it would off-gas methane, this will not off-gas methane. So it's going through a lot of testing right now, and literally there's no better solution out there than the zero plastic waste bag.
I love this. So a warm poop is not going to start it breaking down, at least not while you still are holding the bag, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. So the bag could deform, you know, that depending how long or how hot is it outside. And I will say, you know, it's not plastic, right? So you have to get away from, well, I can use it like I would any normal plastic. You can't. You got to keep it dry. You got to keep it out of humidity. Just, you know, the regular, keeping a cool, dry place. You know, no, really this time, keeping a cool, dry place, or, you know, it'll start sticking together. It'll be difficult to use. But it's not plastic.
Yeah, right. That's a small price to pay to really have not a single molecule left when it decomposes.
Yeah, basically that's correct. And, you know, we're seeing it now. Municipalities are saying, states, entire states, and around the world. It's not just the U.S. and Canada that, oh, no plastic use, no plastic, blah, blah, blah. The UAE, you know, United, you know.
Yeah, even them.
Yeah, they're cracking down on it, too. We don't think about. We don't think about that. One other word, though, because we see all these compostables and biodegradables out there. You have to be careful about compost. People sell compostable bags, and buyers think, well, it'll work in a landfill. No, it's going to last forever in a landfill, right? Or I'm a home composter, I can do it. Well, do you want dog poop in your compost? It's not really safe because the bacteria can carry all the way through. Now, if you're really careful and you're an expert composter and you've got a pre-season thing to, you know, to get your soil up to speed, yeah, okay. But once you've got plants with vegetables, let's say, flowers, okay, you don't want dog poop in your compost. As far as putting it in your green waste with the compostable bags, the people at the green waste facility will say those knuckleheads are throwing plastic bags away still, and they're just going to take it out and throw it in the landfill. But most municipalities, they just don't want dog poop in their green waste anyway, and for good reason.
Yeah. Okay, so this is all great information for pet parents. You know, we go through so many poop bags. And for my cat, too. Sometimes, you know, I'll just use a poop bag to put all the stuff from the litter box in that we don't want, right? So this is something small that we can do, right, to contribute.
Was that you don't want cat poop at all to go in your compost.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, that's
my
a big. Yeah,
compost.
Yeah. Apparently, that's really. I didn't know. Learned a lot of interesting things doing it.
I bet you did. I bet you did. But this is a beautiful product. Where can people get this?
Yeah, so we should have it out. We're looking at June now. Okay. We're finalizing packaging, and it'll be a U.S. made product.
And this is on dogisgood.com.
It'll be dogisgood.com. And soon it'll be, you know, we'll get it into distribution and at a store near you.
Love it. Thank you so much, John. Gila, tell us about a couple of new fashion-oriented things in the Dog is Good repertoire catalog.
Yes. So every year we're always coming out with something new, of course, because the essence of the brand is celebrating who the dog lover is as a person and how they live their life with their dog. And so this year, we are really focusing quite a bit on, as we do every year, getting people prepped for National Dog Mom Day. And I'm always amazed at the number of retailers who actually are not aware that this is a real holiday that many millennials and Gen Xers definitely celebrate. And it's the day before Mother's Day. So we have a full feature of our Dog Mom Best Relationship Ever product line on tunics, t-shirts, new colors, hats, tote bags, car magnets. So it's just a great set. And one of the things that we do as a brand specific when we're working with retailers, of course, is giving them marketing assets and ideas on how they can truly create experiences for their customers in their store and engage their customers through social and expand their reach in a much more profound way. Additionally, new products are This has been, I can't even believe how popular this has been. Whiskey and My Dog. We literally just came out with it like 10 days ago, I believe. And it already almost sold out just as soon as we released it. So, of course, we have it all in production again and back on the shelves. Conversation Not Required. Very typical for the guy who literally just wants to hang out with his dog and not get into a conversation. But for the ladies who love to have a good conversation, we have our new Wine and My Dog, both in a beautiful, yummy crew neck sweatshirt and a t-shirt, soon to be a hat as well. We've been just so delighted at the response to this particular design. Very simple, but very apropos, because this is really, truly, as I said earlier, how people are living their lives each and every day with their dogs. And at the end of the day, it is all about just enjoying life the best that we can with the things that we love most. And these days it is our dogs.
Yeah, they make life so much better. I love it. You'll be able to see photos of these things on the Bark and Swagger page of Pet Life Radio. Thank you so much, Gila.
Thanks so much, Jody.
3 million cats are surrendered to shelters every year, and 1 million of them, a third, are due to litter box issues. And so I'm here with Ken Wilkes, who is the VP of Sales and Marketing for Boxy Cat, a litter that I love and use. I use their Eco for my cat. And they have an innovation that is geared to everyone, but especially geared to shelter cats and cats that are in that system to help make sure that these things don't happen. Ken, thank you so much for doing the show.
It's a pleasure to be here.
So tell us about this new formulation of the litter and what and why.
Well, when we learned that 1 million cats a year were, you know, literally losing their lives because they couldn't use the cat box, we started researching this about 4 years ago. And we learned that cats can see in the ultraviolet spectrum. And what that means is that cats can see what we can see with a black light. When you shine a black light around your home to find where a cat's urinated or a dog's urinated, they see that naturally without the black light. So several years of testing later, we learned that that's actually a visual cue for cats to urinate. And so the irony is that everybody in America is scooping the clumps out of the litter box, and they're taking that cue out of the litter box that cats need to say, oh, that's the place to go. So we found a way to put that cue back in the litter box. Our litter naturally fluoresces in ultraviolet so that cats can see it and say, that's the place to go.
Amazing. Tell us how you do that, and so that we know, obviously you've done tests, but we know it's safe.
Yeah, we use a human-grade ultraviolet ink that's applied directly to the litter. So it's completely safe for cats. And again, our motivation was just to save some cats' lives. So we're introducing this litter as much as we possibly can into shelters, into places where cats are surrendered so they get a second chance at life.
And where can people find you if they want this for their own home?
Well, boxycat.com does have litter available for sale. We're also available for sale in brick-and-mortar stores like PetSmart. And, of course, Amazon.com. They carry everything that we have as well.
And is this new line available now?
It is. In fact, Chewy.com just put it up for sale recently. We're launching it at the show, but Chewy has it already up for sale if somebody's interested.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Ken.
Thank you very much.
We're here at The Worthy Dog, and you know I cover this all the time because I love this brand. It is very affordable and very adorable. And you can find it so many places. So I do love them. And my friend now, because I come here every year to say hi to Debbie Carroll. She is the Director of Design and Product Development for The Worthy Dog. They now, as of January, came out with The Worthy Cat. So for all you cat lovers and cat parents, there are really wonderful collars, toys that they're offering. And Debbie's going to tell us a little bit about what The Worthy Cat has to offer. Deb.
Okay. Actually, we have been shipping the cat collars for a couple years.
Oh, okay.
And they're just the same as what we do for dog. The cat toys started in January. They are We have two kinds. We have the plush that are made of a plush soft fabric, and then we have the kicker toys, which are for the lay on the back, kick with your back feet type toys, and those are made of a stronger Oxford nylon fabric since they scratch them quite a lot. So the plush toys, all the toys have organic catnip and crinkle in them. And the plush toys, they're all very similar to the dog toys that we already have success with. We picked our best dog toys and did the cat toys for them. They are $2.95 for the small plush toys. And with a few exceptions, the kicker toys are $4.95. Mm-hmm. And then we have the sets. We have a lot of birthday sets and just the mouse and cheese, wasabi. Yeah, just cat favorite cat things.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much it.
Okay, so with the cat collars, they can get out of them if, God forbid, they need to, which dogs
don't have. Yeah, they're all breakaway buckles. Yes, breakaway buckles.
So that's different.
They have the bell, so you can find them when they're hiding. And that's, but we've had a lot of success with the cat the collars, which is why we expanded the line into the toys.
Yeah, and the thing I love about the Worthy Dog is they love to match, and all of us who love fashion,
yes,
we love things that match or off match, you know, it's not quite exact. And I saw over there you now have like these really cute beach clothes with beach hats and everything for our dogs. Tell us a little bit about
the bucket, that. The bucket hats, yes. Well, we design our own prints, so we take and use those prints in every category. So the collars will have a matching bow tie, a matching flower, which also work for cats, the size small. We have shirts and dresses with the same prints as the collars and leads. The bucket hats have the same prints, and the toys have the same prints. So you can make a really cute end cap for dog and cat with those.
And gifts. A gift basket.
Well, yes, and we also started with some party hats that are hats, but if you cut the elastic cord off, they're all crinkle and they become toys.
I saw that last time, and that's really adorable. And you do them also holiday specific.
Yeah, holiday specific. The best ones are the birthday, the Christmas, and the cowboy hat. So people take the pictures. It's make a great Christmas gift or a birthday gift. They take the pictures, they cut the elastic draw cord off, and then they play with it.
I love it. Where can people find you? I know everywhere, but where can they find you easiest?
Online on our website, theworthydog.com.
Perfect. Thank you, Deb.
You're welcome. Thank you for stopping.
I can't believe that it's already done. We've come to the end of another global, and I'm excited about sharing Super Zoo with you. You know, Global and Super Zoo are the two big pet trade shows of the year in the U.S. Super Zoo's coming up in August, so stay tuned for that. And it has been wonderful sharing these brands and ideas and creativity with you. And as pet parents, I hope that they make a difference in the lives of your pets. So until next time, this is Jody L. Teich. When fierce fashion calls, bark and swagger.
Let's Talk Pets every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.